Well, just after Christmas, eh? A time of rest for many, getting over the celebrations. A family day for others, and for most of us, in one way or another, a day of reflection. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's funny how this time of year, stuck as we are in this little limbo week following Christmas and preceding the new year, we tend to reflect on our lives, the year that's been, and what lies ahead. So let me ask you, what sort of a year have you had, good, bad, or ugly? The sort of year that you want to celebrate, or not so much? Whatever your answer, one thing's for certain. There are bits of it that you'd rather forget. Mostly those bits you've failed yourself, your loved ones, and yes, God. That's in a sense why we love the coming of a new year. It's the chance to start over. And yet, if our sin lingers on, if its effects still eat away at our lives, the ticking over of the calendar is pretty meaningless, isn't it? That's why it's important to have your slate wiped clean. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say that we have no sin, we're fooling ourselves and the truth isn't in us. But if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what's right. He'll make us clean from all the wrong things that we've done. The whole point of the Christmas celebration is that through our faith in Jesus, our slate can be, and indeed is, wiped clean. Don't head into this next year without leaving your sin behind. Confess it to God, trust in Christ, and He will cleanse you. He will wipe your slate clean. That's His word, fresh for you today. Leaving our sin behind is much easier said than done. In fact, to do that, what we need is power. I mean, real power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive His word.